Whistle stop number 10, the Trestle Bridge. As you stand here, imagine when there were no hand railings and only a track of iron rails 3.5 feet apart, carrying the weight of tons and tons of grain, lumber, and people to Lindsay, Peterborough, and beyond, all supported by timber framing. And take a look over the edge of the railing and check out the construction of this bridge. Don't lean over too far, just enough to appreciate the engineering that went into the construction. It's truly amazing. This whistle stop is all about this trestle bridge. Originally, the entire bridge was constructed of timbers by a workforce of 100 Italian workers in 1882 and 83. It was one of the longest trestle bridges in the area, approximately 1,500 feet long and 75 feet high above the Valley's Creek at the bottom. It took nearly a full year to build. In the early 1920s, the timbers were replaced with steel. The approaches to the bridge were gradually filled in with earth so that the present bridge span is about 700 feet long. The fill's evident once you leave the bridge. Have a look back along the edge and check it out. The Omimi Herald newspaper reported that on Monday, October 18, 1883, the first train of cars was successfully taken over the bridge across Buttermilk Valley on the missing link. Engineer Pilling, Conductor Pym, and Fireman Maloney being the guinea pigs. The speed made when crossing was about 4 miles an hour, and it was stated that the bridge was perfectly safe and withstood the great strain without a quiver. In my opinion, they were heroes. Now just imagine the sights and sounds of the day as the train traveled over this bridge, blasting a whistle that could be heard for kilometers throughout Buttermilk Valley, and the smokestack belching white smoke into the air. You sure didn't want to get caught standing where you are now with a train coming towards you. Memories, perhaps, of the movie Stand By Me?